Good afternoon. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make statements. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Sandu, warm welcome to the NATO headquarters. This is not your first visit to NATO, but the first visit you have to this new building, and of course the first visit you have to NATO as Prime Minister. And let me start by congratulating you on your recent appointment. I commend the peaceful transition of power in your country based on dialogue and compromise. The Republic of Moldova is a close NATO partner, and we remain committed to continuing our cooperation. With full support for Moldova's independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity, and full respect for your constitutional neutrality. Our partnership promotes peace and stability and makes us all more secure. We are grateful for Moldova's contributions to our peacekeeping mission in Kosovo since 2014. This shows that Moldova is a responsible contributor to international security and enables your forces to improve their skills and their ability to work with international partners. Our partnership has also practical benefits. NATO has helped to destroy hazardous pesticides in your country, improve Moldova's cyber defenses, and improve good governance in your armed forces, including through a defense capability building package. We are also helping Moldova to update and implement its strategic defense documents. It has been almost 2 years since we opened the NATO liaison office in Chisinau. As requested by the Moldovan government, the small civilian office is facilitating our support for Moldova's ongoing reforms. And increasing transparency and awareness about NATO's cooperation with Moldova. We thank you for the government's support to the office. So, Madam President, Madam Prime Minister, NATO fully supports a stable and prosperous Moldova. We commend your firm commitment to democratic values, and we encourage you to continue to implement reforms that benefit your people, including strengthening the judiciary, fighting corruption, and building more capable armed forces and security institutions. NATO and Moldova have been close partners for more than 25 years, and we remain committed to supporting Moldova on your chosen path. So thank you once again for coming here, and it was a great honour and pleasure to meet with you, Madam Prime Minister.
Thank you. Dear Mr. Secretary General, indeed, this is my first visit to NATO headquarters in my capacity of Prime Minister of the Republic of Moldova, and I would like to thank you for the meeting and the possibility to discuss topics of common interest. Our country today is undergoing transition from a grey zone between East and West that was created by the previous government, ridden by crime, money laundering and corruption, to a democratic country, provider of security rather than generator of regional instability. I'm pleased to take this opportunity to stress that the Republic of Moldova values and appreciates the productive and highly useful dialogue and cooperation that NATO has had with Moldova. We want to continue strengthening our joint work. We're interested in NATO's expertise, experience, and assistance in implementing democratic reforms, and in particular in reforming and modernizing national defense to meet the challenges of today's world. The Republic of Moldova has benefited from programs, instruments, and tools of cooperation that NATO has offered over many years, such as defense capacity building and the Individual Partnership Action Plan, which helped us to reform our defense sector. Taking into consideration the changing security environment today, we are also interested in broadening our cooperation to address new security challenges, in particular in the area of cybersecurity. We are grateful to NATO for implementing projects in Moldova through the Partnership for Peace Trust Funds and Science for Peace and Security program in the areas such as destruction of pesticides, as you mentioned, developing cybersecurity capabilities, protection against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear hazards, and many others. We're interested to implement more projects of this kind in cooperation with NATO, as these projects provide valuable non-military benefits of Moldova's NATO cooperation. The Republic of Moldova will continue to participate in peacekeeping missions and thus to contribute practically to promoting security and stability in Europe. In conclusion, I would like to thank again to stress that we are grateful for NATO's consistent support in implementing reforms and supporting Moldova's development. We will continue to rely on this expertise, experience, and assistance in our efforts to democratize and modernize the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press
conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.